Be'ezras Hashem v'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chavtes. And we left off at the very bottom line of Chavches and Mebeis, Mayehe B'damim, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yishtamish. Good morning to Reb Mordechai, Reuven from Harrisburg, Chanach Henach, David Yoshua, Shlomo David, Dr. Ron, Avram David, Svika, and probably Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim walking in any second. Let's pick it up. So the Mishnah had said, if you sell the lost object, are you allowed to use the money or not? That's going to be the first half of today's daf. So the Mishnah presented a dispute between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon said you are allowed to use the money, let's say invest it or something. And therefore, since you're allowed to use it, you take responsibility. If you lose the money, you have to repay it. But Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to lose the money. Good morning, Avram Moshe HaKohen. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to use the money. Good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov. And the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, you are not allowed to lose the money. And therefore, if you lose it, you're not responsible for it. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo pligi ela b'nishtamish ben, which Rashi understands to mean, the whole machlokas is only because you're allowed to use them. However, if you would not have a heter to use them, im avdu pater. If you would not have a heter to use them, the only reason Rabbi Tarfon says if you lose them, you're chayev to pay, that's because you're allowed to use them. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. However, if you were not allowed to use them, then if you'd lose them, you'd be pater, says the Gemara, le'metevet yufta derav Yosef. This mishnah should be a kasha against the famous din of Rav Yosef. The itmar, because it was taught in the Beis HaMedrash, the following halacha: Shomer Aveda. If a person is watching a lost object, Rabba Omar Kishomer Chinam. Rabba says, if it gets lost or stolen, you're going to be exempt. You are a Shomer Chinam who's pater on game of Aveda. Good morning, Dr. Joe and Jerry. So the Mishnah says, Dr. Joe and Jerry, that if you're not allowed to use it, then if you lose it, you're pater. This seems to be a question against Rav Yosef. The guy is watching an Aveda. Rab Amar Kishomer Chinam. If you're watching somebody else's lost object, well, what in the world do you get out of it? You get nothing out of it. So you're a Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam is exempt if it gets lost or stolen. Rav Yosef teaches us the amazing halacha. Big fat Tosis over here. Rav Yosef Omer Kishomer Sachar. Rav Yosef says a Shomer Aveda has the status of a Shomer Sachar. Why in the world is a Shomer Aveda like a Shomer Sachar? So the Gemara, we had this in Bava Kama. Bava Kama Daf Nun Vava Midbeis gives two reasons for Rav Yosef why a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Sachar. So one of them is that Kalzma that he's dealing with Aveda, we're going to learn. We learned yesterday. Maybe you got to feed it if it's an animal. So you have to spend time dealing with it. We're going to learn today's daf that if it's a safer Torah, you got to like open it up and air it out a little bit so it doesn't get ruined from non-use. So during those times, if a poor man would come to your door, you'd be exempt from giving him money. So Rav Yosef says, that means you're making money off the deal, so you're a Shomer Sachar, and therefore you're chayev in Geneva Aveda. Even though you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it. You just can do things for itself. That's one opinion above a Kama. The Gemara, another opinion said, since you're going to get the schar for watching it, so you get the schar of a mitzvah for watching it and the schar of Hashavas Aveda, so that's why you're a Shomer Sachar. So, but either way, you see, even if you don't use it, according to Rav Yosef, you're a Shomer Sachar. Even if you don't use it, you're Chayef for Geneva Aveda. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you can't use it, so then you're exempt on Aveda. Amalach Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef will answer you the following. Begneva v'aveda dukule amalo pliga dechayev. No. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon in the Mishnah agree that if you don't use it, so then, and if you're not allowed to use it, and he holds you're not allowed to use it because you're a Shomer Sachar, they both agree that you're chayiv in Gneva v'aveda. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? Be'onsin de shoel. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon in the Mishnah are arguing about onsin. A shoel, a borrower who is allowed to use the object, is chayiv in onsin. Rabbi Tarfon sofer shovel erbanon l'shtamushe begavayu. So Rabbi Tarfon holds that the rabbis allow you to use the aveda, so you're like a shoel, and therefore you chayiv in onsin. Bavle shoel alai. And therefore, you chayv and onsin. Rabbi Akiva suffered. No, lo shor le'rabban l'shamushim begavayu. You're not allowed to use the aveda. Hilchach lo havi shoel alayu. You're not considered to be a shoel. Hilchach lo havi shoel alayu. Ask the Gemara. Ihachi. But wait a second. So again, Rav Yosef defends his position that shomer aveda is like shomer sachar, and the machlokas in the Mishnah is by onsin of a shoel. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, Lefikach Dam Rabbi Akiva Lamali. So the Gemara asked the following question. Rabbi Akiva's Lefikach seems to be obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me? Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to use it. Therefore, if you lose it, you're not Chayav Bachrayas. If you're not allowed to use it, it should be obvious that you're not Chayav in Onsin. Who in the world would suggest if you're not allowed to use the thing, you're chayiv in an onus. If you tell me, like we thought originally, that the Mishnah they're arguing on Gneva Va'aveda, that a Shomer Sachar would be chayiv, that's what they're arguing about, meaning that they argue on the responsibility for Gneva Va'aveda. Even if you're not allowed to use it, they argue. So then there'd be a Chiddush. Hayinu Diktani Rabbi Akiva Amar Lo Yishtamish Ben Lefikach Im Avdu Eino Chayiv Bachriyusim. So that's a chiddush. Why? Because a shomer sachar is never allowed to use an object, a regular shomer sachar, and yet he's chayiv in gneva aveda. A regular shomer sachar is not allowed to use it, but he's still chayiv. So that's why Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah needs to tell me that a shomer aveda, even though he's not allowed to use it, is chayiv. Meaning, if he would be allowed to use it, he is. So I'm sorry. The Rabbi Akiva lomish amish lefikim avdu ein chayiv yusim. Sagadat chamini. You might have thought he's a shomer sachar, even though he's not allowed to use it, is chayev. Sagdal him in the shomer sachar have a, if he's a shomer sachar, uchid Rav Yosef. And therefore, Ubegneva Veda, mechayev. You might have thought that he's a shomer sachar, who even though he's not allowed to use it, is chayev. And Rabbi Kiva is telling me, no, he's putter. Kamash Blon, lefikach. That's why Rabbi Kiva has to teach me, no. Since by an Aveda, he's not allowed to use it, he's potter. Normally, a Shomer Sachar who's not allowed to use it is Chayav, but here, a Shomer Aveda, even though he's a Shomer Sachar, but he's going to be, meaning he's not allowed to use it, and therefore he's potter. So, Hashdamish, Lo Yishdamish, but since he's not allowed to use it, Shomer Sachar, Lo Havi, he's not considered to be a Shomer Sachar, Velo Mechaibik Neva Aveda. So, Rabbi Akiva holds he's not Chayav Neva Aveda, El I Amris. But if you tell me, like Rabbi Yosef said, no. Everyone agrees with Chayv. And the whole mission is just teaching me about a Shoel. My Lefikach to Rabbi Akiva. Why do I need Rabbi Akiva to tell me that since he can't use it, he's Pater on Gneva Veda? It's obvious. The Mishnah should have said it slightly differently. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yishtamish Ben. Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to use it, so you're not a Shoel. And therefore, you're not chayv in onsin. It's obvious. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yishtamish ben va'ano yidana. I would know to came with the lo yishtamish, and since you can't use it, you're not a shoel, so you're not chayv in onsin. Lav shoel aveni chayv achriyusin. Lefikach Rabbi Akiva lamal. So this lefikach, since you're not allowed to use it, you are not chayv achres. That should be obvious. Answers the Gemara. You're right. technically speaking, the lefikach of Rabbi Akiva would be obvious. But since we needed a lefikach by Rabbi Tarfon, so in order to keep the Mishnah, parallel, we said lefikach by Rabbi Akiva as well. Says the Gemara, mishum lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says, well, okay, who says the lefikach of Rabbi Tarfon was necessary? Says the Gemara, well, lefikach of Rabbi Tarfon lamali. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Tarfon who says if you're allowed to use it, so then obviously you're chayav b'achrayas? Says the Gemara, hachi kama. This is what Rabbi Tarfon means. Kevan d'shara le l'rabbanan l'shtamushim b'gavayu. Since the rabbis permit you to use it, kiman d'shtamish b'gavayu dami. Even if you don't use it, since the rabbis permitted you to use it, it's as if you did use it. And therefore you're chayav even on onus. Therefore Rabbi Tarfon has to say lefikach, meaning not only if you actually use it are you chayav and onsin, but even just because you are allowed to use it, even if you don't actually use it, if it gets lost, you're going to be chayav b'achrayas. Ask the Gemara, how could you give this explanation in the Mishnah? If you look at the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Im avdu chayav b'achrayas. Avdu. What does avdu mean? They were lost. Is that an ones? Usually not. A shomer sachar is chayav in aveda. A shoel is chayav in onsin. Ones is not the same of aveda. If the Mishnah says im avdu chayav, that doesn't sound like onsin. That sounds like, you know, you lost it. You were an idiot. You were irresponsible. And it got lost. You didn't lock it in properly, whatever it was. That's usually what it was lost. Aiva avdu ktani. That sounds like you're chayev ba'aveda like a shomer sachar, not chayev ba'onsin like a shoel. You're even more chayev. Answers the Gemara, no. Sometimes the word avdu can mean an ones. Usually avdu does not mean ba'ones. But sometimes the word avdu can mean with an ones. Kide Rabba, like Rabba explained elsewhere, a similar idea. Dama Rabba, because Rabba's going to teach us later on in about 3 weeks. Nignevu, that there the Mishnah wrote Nignevu, which sounds like Gneva Vaveda. But sometimes Nignevu can mean Ballistin Mizuyin, with armed robbers, which is really an ones. So just like Gneva can sometimes mean an ones, so to Aveda can sometimes mean an ones. Kidarabba damarabba, Nignevu's ballista mizuyin, an armed robber, which is like an ones. Avdu shetava svinaso bayam. Sometimes avdu lost it can mean that your ship sank at sea. Your ship sank at sea. Which is in fact an ones, even though it sounds like aveda, which is more responsibility than an ones. But sometimes avdu can be ones. So Rav Yosef will explain that when the Mishnah in the Das of Rabbi Akiva says avdu einu chayav b'achrayas, and Rabbi Tarfon says avdu chayav b'achrayas, it doesn't mean aveda in the classic sense. It means aveda that is an ones. And the Gemara paskins, Amar Yudim Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Tarfon. The halacha is that someone who finds a lost object is allowed, if he sells it, if he has to sell it for the various reasons, after 30 days, after 3 months, after a year, if he sells it, he's allowed to use the money, and therefore he is responsible if an ones happened to it. There is some dispute about whether or not we follow Rav Yosef or not. Whether a Shomer Aveda is considered like a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. There is some Machlokas and some dependent on this Machlokas. The question is, when the Gemara is saying, Allah Rabbi Tarfon, is this the way Rabbi Yosef understood Rabbi Tarfon? Or not the way Rabbi Yosef understood Rabbi Tarfon? Is it by Onsen or even by Gneva Vaveda? Says the Gemara, Biyad Rachva Havalehanu Zuzi Diasmi. Rachva was watching money for orphans. Asal kameid Rav Yosef. He came in front of Rav Yosef. Omar le, ma'alish tamushim b'gavah. I'm watching this money for orphans. Am I allowed to use the money that I am watching? Now, right. The problem is, the Rush asks over here, this is an explicit Gemara later on, that if somebody gives you money to watch, even if the money is not tied up, you're not allowed to use it, except if you give it to a banker. You expect a banker is going to use the money. But a regular person, I give you money to watch, you're not allowed to use it. So the Rush explains, no, maybe you think it's like an Aveda, because he's watching it for Yisomim, so it's a different kind of a case. The Yisomim maybe relied on him. But this is an explicit Gemara that you're going to have to deal with. So, am I allowed to use him? So, Rab Rachva, the Amora, asked Rav Yosef, am I allowed to use this money that I'm watching for the orphans? Amalei, Rav Yosef said, Hachi Amar Huda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Karabi Tarfon. Now, the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon in our Mishnah. A guy who finds a lost object and sells it, he's allowed to use the money, Rabbi Tarfon said. So, this is kind of like a lost object that you're watching. Similar, it's not exactly the same case, but he held that you could use it, you're allowed to use it. Amalei Abaye, so Rav Yosef's Talmud Abaye said, Rebbe, how could you paskin that way? Allah v'itmar Allah, Amar v'chilbar Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela b'dmei aveda, ho v'tarach ba. That halach is true only by money of an aveda, that while you had the aveda, you had to work with it, you so sort of like as a payment for the fact that you had to watch it, and you had to feed it, and you had to air it out, and you had to do various things. So if you sell it, now we allow you to use the money. I will most aveda. But let's say you find money itself, which does not require you to do any work. Most aveda, that's money that you sold in aveda. But most of aveda, you just find the money itself, where you didn't put any work into it. The lotarch bahu, you didn't have to do anything, you just left it in your drawer, lo, you're not allowed to use it. Vahani, this money that you're watching for an aveda, you didn't do any work for this thing. You're just watching their money. You didn't put any work in. Kimaros aveda dama. So Rav Yosef responded, and apparently all three of them were standing together, right? Rachva, Abai apparently was Rav Yosef's Talmud. He always tried to help him remember all the things that he forgot, because Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot. So Rav Yosef paskined that he can use the money because he thought it was like money of an aveda that he sold. But Abaye said, you didn't do any work for this, and therefore you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef turned back to Rachva, who asked him the question, Zeal, get out of here. Lo shavkuli de Ishrilach. My student Abaye will not allow me to permit you to use this money. Wow. Now, so some... We know there's a halacha that if one judge wanted to permit something and they come out of court, so the one judge is not allowed to tell the plaintiff, listen, I really thought you should get the money. But my friends over here, the other dayanim, they said you can't get the money. So how come over here, Rav Yosef said, listen, I wanted to allow you to use the money, but my student, Abaye, wouldn't allow me to do it. Isn't this like one of the judges, that's what the Rabbi Yohanan quoted by the Shittim Gwet says, well, maybe all three of them were standing there. They were all three there, so he wasn't telling him a chiddush. You just heard what he said. I didn't tell you. So, in other words, what he meant to say is, listen, Abaye proved that I'm wrong. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. So the last Mishnah we learned about how to deal with animals that you find of somebody else. You have to feed them. How often? How long do you have to keep them? When do you have to sell them? So now we're going to learn how do you have to treat inanimate objects that you find. Matzah Sfarim. Let's say you find a Sefer Torah or a Sefer Navi. Don't forget, in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, so everything was on a cloth. They didn't have like books. They weren't bound books. Every Sefer that you find was on a cloth, even a Navi. Right? So Matzah Sfarim. If you find a Sefer Torah or one of the 24 Sifrei Nevi'im, now apparently if you just leave it around without using it, it's going to rot. So you got to like roll it, open up and roll it a little bit to let it get some air so that it doesn't rot. Matzah Sfarim, Kori ben echad l'shloshim yom. So once every 30 days, you should open it up and read from it to keep it fresh. Once they allow you to open it up, you're allowed to learn from it. Once every 30 days. V'im ein yodea likros, if you don't know how to read, golalon, just roll it so that the air should, roll it from one side to the other so that the air should get in there. Now, avalo yilmod behen b'tchila, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. But something like that you haven't learned before, you're just learning from scratch, that you're going to leave it open to one place for a large amount of time, we're afraid that's actually going to ruin it. You're allowed to just air it out, but to stay on one place for a long period of time, that's going to use it and damage it a little bit. That might damage it. Velo yikra acher imo. Also, when you're reading it, you shouldn't have two people reading from the same spot. Why? Because if two of us are reading from the same spot, so I'm going to yank it to me, you're going to yank it to you, I'm going to yank it to me, and therefore it's going to ruin it. Matzak sus, if you find a garment, minara echad l'shloshim yom, shake it out once every 30 days. V'shotcha l'tzarka, and you could also spread it out in the air, so that the air should get in there and it shouldn't rot. Avalo l'chvodo, but you're not allowed to spread it out for you to like decorate your house with these cloths. You could do it for its purpose, but not for your purpose. Klei kesef or klei nechoshes. Let's say you find silver or copper vessels that, in order to watch the silver and the copper vessels, you have to bury them underground so that people don't steal them. And the problem is, if you bury them underground so people don't steal them, they're going to rot underground. Mishtamish ben l'tzarkon. So you have to take them out and use them a little bit so that they don't rot for their purpose. Avalo, not for a lot of time, l'shachkan. Not, don't use them for a long period of time that they're going to get worn out and you're going to lose some of the silver and some of the copper there. So a little bit of time, but not a lot. Klezav, apparently gold, if you bury it, does not rot. Uklezachuchis, or glass, lo yigaben atshiyavelio, just put them away and don't touch them at all, because they're not going to rot. They're going to last a long time. You could bury them underground. They're not going to rot. And they're not going to break. Well, we're afraid they're going to break if you take them out. So don't touch them at all. Matzah sak o kupa. If you find a big box or a big bag, anything that if you were a respected person would be a huge schlep, for you to schlep this big box, and you don't usually, you're an older person, you don't usually schlep a big box, you're not obligated to deal with it. If it's zaken ve'eno l'fi chvodo, by ben adon l'chaveiro, by dinim mamonis, so kavod abrios is doche, dinim mamonis. So I'm not mechuyev to go and return a lost object if it's a zaken ve'eno l'fi chvodo. The Gemara is going to explain this. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Amoti Tfilin Bishuk. If you find tefillin in the marketplace, Sham Demeyan, see what they're worth, sell them, and just take the money, Umanicha La'alter, and just leave the money by you. Ask the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah. Masu Ravina, what did it say in our Mishnah? Matzah Sfarim, if you find a Sefer Torah, Kori Ben Achel Shloshim Yom, Ben Likros, Golan, roll it, Golan in. Yeah, you got to take care of it. You're not allowed to just sell it for the money and keep the money there. Answer the Gemara, it depends how readily available Sfarim and Tefillin are. I'm Rabbi. Tefillin, Bei Bar Chavu, Mishkach Shchiche. Tefillin, in the house of the Sofer, there's plenty of Tefillin by the Sofer. So just sell it. The guy lost his Tefillin. But you got the money. You'll give him the money, and when he comes to pick up his tefillin, you'll give the guy the money, and that'll be it. He'll be able to buy tefillin. But Sfarim lo shchichim, but a Sefer Torah, it's very hard to find. It's a whole headache. So you can't just sell it, because You're going to give the guy back the money. He needs the Sefer Torah. He doesn't need the money. You can't find the Sefer Torah. Since it's very hard to find, so you're not allowed to sell it. But tefillin, there's plenty of tefillin by the Sefer Bei Bar Chavu. Therefore, if it's easier to take care of it by just selling it and keeping the money, so you can just give the guy back the money.
So why is he selling the tefillin? What does he need? Why can't he just hold on to it? You need to use
it. I guess he doesn't want to spend the time putting it on and taking care of it. He's afraid it's going to rot. So he'd rather sell it. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis done a brisa. Hashoel Sefer Torah mechaveiro. A person borrows a Sefer Torah. He's borrowing it. This is a little different. I'm borrowing a Sefer Torah, my friend. You're not allowed to lend it to somebody else. No. We'll see. Isn't that true by everything you borrow from somebody? Well, but if I borrow the hammer from you, I'm allowed to lend it to somebody else.
So you might be a mitzvah.
More, oh, very good, very good. Very good, very good. Excellent. Post, so if I borrow a Sefer Torah from somebody else, I'm not allowed to lend it to somebody else. Poscho v'koribo, and I'm allowed to open it up and use it. You want to ask, isn't that obvious? Uvavachlo yilmod bo v'tchila, but I'm not allowed to use it to learn something from the beginning that's going to require a lot of time because I'm going to ruin it. V'lo yikra achar imo, I'm not allowed to have somebody else read with me because I'm going to pull it and he's going to pull it and it's going to rip it. If I give you my Sefer Torah to watch, you got to roll it every 12 months. Post of a korbo in bishvilo psacho aser, but you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. So that's Tanakama. Sumcha somer bechadosh shloshim yo. If it's a new Sefer Torah, which is going to rot easier, apparently. You open it up every 30 days. But Yashin, if it's an old one already, so it's worn already, then Shneimer Sachodesh, every 12 months. Avelez ben Yaakov, Omer, third opinion. Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Shneimer Sachodesh, they're both for 12 months. The Gemara is going to ask, Avelez ben Yaakov is the same as Tanakama. We'll see what the difference is. It said, Hamafki Sefer Torah, Yitzchaber, Tanakama said, Golo, Kol Shneimer Sachodesh. So, what's the difference? Amar Mar Hashol Sefer Mechavero Harei Zeloy Shenu Lachem. If I borrow a Sefer Torah from my friend, I can't lend it to somebody else, says the Gemara. Why Dafka Sefer Torah? Anything I borrow from my friend, I'm not allowed to lend to somebody else. My area Sefer Torah, Afilu Kol Mili Nami answers, how do we know this? Amar Shimon Lakish Kan Shana Revi Ein Hashoel Rashi Lahashil Vein Hasocha Rashi Lahaskir. If I lent you something, you're not allowed to go lend it to somebody else. I trust you. I lent you my thing because I trust you. You can't then go lend it to somebody else. Answers the Gemara, as Dr. Joe said before, Sefer Torah, it's Trichle. No. The Chiddush is even a Sefer Torah I can't lend to somebody else. I might have thought, if I lend you a Sefer Torah, I love as many people as possible to do a mitzvah with my object. So therefore, Ma'od the same Menichah that I understand having a mitzvah with Mamone, it's good for a person to do a mitzvah with his Mamon, Kamash Malon, the Tanas to teach me, no, even though usually I like people doing mitzvahs with my stuff, by a Sefer Torah, which is very delicate and very expensive, and I'm afraid someone might not be careful with it. If you lend it to somebody else, it's going to rip. And we do not apply the rule of Nichalei L'Inish L'Mev Mitzvah M'Mone. Ah, now this has a lot of practical ramifications. Let's say you go into a shul, and you don't have tefillin, and the guy's tefillin are there. Are you allowed to use the guy's tefillin? Do we apply this logic of Nichale Le'inish Lamebed Mitzvah B'Mamone? Oh, so what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So, we remember when we were in Yeshiva, guys, everybody, when you're in Yeshiva, everybody writes, Mutar L'Shtamesh B'li Rishus on the Sefer, right? Because a Sefer, if you don't write in the inside, it says in Shulchan Aruch, on the Sefer, if you don't write Mutar L'Shtamesh B'li Rishus, then you're not allowed to use somebody's Sefer. Because the Svar, the Gemara says over here, when I use your Sefer, it gets worn. So, however, when it comes to tefillin and tzitzis, one second. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simin Yudalid, Mutter Litol Talis Chaveiro Levarachale. Even if your friend doesn't know you're using his talus, you're allowed to use his talus. Whatever tiny little bit is going to get used, people don't care about it. The Ritva explains, by Svarim, they could rip, and therefore, you're not allowed to use it without permission. Because it's Yatzel Scharba of Seder, very nice, he gets a mitzvah, but he's going to lose his sefer. And the Rama also implies that. The Rama writes, it's mutter to put on your friend's tefillin, but it's usher to read his Svarim. Because the tefillin, we're not worried, are really going to get ruined, but the sefer, you might rip out a page. The Shach writes, even tefillin, you only use it temporarily. But if you're going to use the tefillin every day, no, you can't do that. Because that's if you use them every day, that's going to ruin them. That's usur. But svarim, even one time, is usur without permission. Oh, let's continue.
How do we pass them?
No, I think that's how we pass him. If it's a, so it sounds like if it's a one-time usage, tefillin is okay. If it's a one-time usage, but a sefer, even if a one-time usage, you're not allowed to unless you have permission to use somebody else's sefer. That's what it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch.
So what about like a little bit of esrog? If it's sitting on a stool and it's sitting on a bench and no one's using it.
Good question. I don't know.
And you don't need to have the disclaimer that you can.
Yeah,
you
I don't know.
Your shoes.
Good question. Because the esrog, every time you use it, is going to get more worn out. It's going to get less hadar. I don't know.
But it's also the Indian that little esrog, when you're giving it to someone, it's not really borrowing it. The person is like,
oh, no, but you don't need to own it. On day five, you don't need to own it. Day six, day seven. Only on day one, you need to own it. Doesn't
so
matter.
So until day one.
So you, yeah, only. Oh, no, on day one, you'd have a problem anyway. Yeah, day one, you have a problem anyway. It's not yours. Yeah, but on day five, you're asking. You don't need to own it. So can you use somebody else's Lulav and Esrog? Great question. I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question. Is a Lulav and Esrog, give me a thumbs up. Is a Lulav and Esrog more like tefillin or is it more like a sefer?
I'd say it's more
like Ira, what do you say? It's more like, give me a thumbs up if you think it's more like tefillin. So you can use it. It's more like a sefer. Yeah, nobody wants people using a Lulav and Esrog. Yeah, 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 you might drop the pitum. Forget it. Okay, here we go.
The lulav and esrog you're only using for 7 days and then it's gone. The tefillin mezuzah or lenetzach. So I mean, if you use it on day five, what do I? Lo mishanef.
Aha. Okay. Interesting svar. Okay. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. We learned in the brisa poschov a korebo. Pshita. Obviously, if I borrow a Sefer Torah, I'm allowed to read it. Why did I borrow the Sefer Torah? It's like, it should look nice in my house. Obviously, if I borrow a Sefer Torah, I'm allowed to read from it. So, Zimar Sefer Tzrichli. Vajl Yimon Bo B'Tchila. You're not allowed to learn something that's going to take a lot of time on one spot. V'chein HaMavkid Sefer Torah Yitzel Chaveiro. If I give it to you to watch, Golo Kol Shnimus HaChodesh. Poscho V'Koribo. So you roll it once every 12 months, and you're allowed to open it and read it for its purpose. Says the Gemara, Maya Vinte Gabe. Why are you allowed to use it? You're not a shoel, you're just a shomer. How are you allowed to use it? Vesu imbishvi lo pascho. Usser, if it's for your own usage, it's usser. I thought you said ha'amis poscho v'koribo. It said before you are allowed to open it. And use it. Says Gemara, no. Hachikam. Imkishu golo. If you're doing it for its purpose, poscha v'korbo mutis, you're allowed to read it. Imbishri lo pascha, but if you opened it up for you, usur, if you're not a shoah. That's Tanakama. Sumchas omer, b'chadash, if it's new, shloshim yom. V'yashan, shtemis achodesh. Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, echazev, echazev, both of them shtemis achodesh. Says Gemara, Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, hain Tanakama. It's the same as Tanakama. Says Gemara, you're right. Ela Ema, it should say like this. He holds both of them is 30 days. Tanakama says both of them is 12 months. You're not allowed to learn something from the beginning and someone else is not allowed to read with you. Or Minu, we have a contradiction. If you find someone else in Sefer Torah, Lo Yikra Parsha V'Yishne. Don't read it twice. Lo Yikra Parsha V'Yitargim. Or learn it and explain it. Lo Yiftach Bo Yosem Yishlosha Dapin, don't open it up more than three columns. V'loyikubo shlosha b'nei adam krachechad. Three people shouldn't read it at the same time. Hushnaim, Korin. Sounds like two is okay. I'm Rabbi Lokasha. The one I was going to give. I'm Rabbi Lokasha. Kan b'inyan echad. If two people are reading the same thing, that's a problem. But kan b'shnein yana. But if two people are reading two different parts, that's not a problem. No one's going to tug it. Matzak sus minara achad l'shloshim yom. If you find a garment, you shake it out once every 30 days. L'meimra. Denir malale. Shaking out a garment is good for it. The Hamar of Yochanan, Mishiesh lo garde, Umsel peso. If there's somebody in your house that knows how to weave, Yinar Ksusa b'chol yom. Shake out your garment every day. Meaning, if you shake out your garment, it's going to get ripped. So it's only if you have a guy who knows that, a woman who knows how to weave in the house, and you do it. Sounds like shaking it out is bad for it. The Gemara is going to give four answers to this kasha. Answer number one, Amre b'chol yom kashile. Shaking it out every day is bad for it. Echad l'shloshim yom malalei, but once every 30 days is good for it. Answer number two. Yibay yisem alo kasha. Ha. Bechad. If one person's shaking it out, that's good for the garment. Baha b'tshrei. If two people are holding it together and shaking it out, it's bad for the garment. Answer number three. Yibay yisem alo kasha. Ha b'yada. Shaking it by hand is good for it. Baha b'chutra. Smacking it with a stick is bad for it. Answer number four, Ibai Yisema Lokasha. Ha b'di imra, if it's made out of wool, so then it's good. But ha b'kisna. But, I'm sorry, the other way around. Wool is bad, it's going to rip. But ha b'kisna, but flax is good to shake it out. Amarab Yochanan. Oh. We said before that Rabbi Yochanan said only people who have somebody who knows how to weave in the house should shake out a garment. Now we're going to give other pearls of wisdom and advice from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, kasa decharshin. It's better that a person should drink a cup of wine prepared by witches velo kasa de poshrin. It's better to eat a cup of liquid prepared by witches as opposed to drinking liquid that was not fully warmed up. Like it's on the way. It didn't get fully boiled. It's bad for you.
People like their hot coffee.
People like their hot coffee. It's got to be hot. V'lo amaron ela b'kli matachos. That's only if it was warmed up in a metal kli. Aval b'kli cheres, less lanba. But if it was warmed up, if it's in a earthenware vessel, it's not going to be so bad. That's if you didn't boil it up. But if you boiled it up and now it's just not as hot, but it was fully boiled once, then it's not so bad. Less lunba. If you don't put any spice in there, you didn't put coffee in there. But if you put a spice in there, less lunba. It's not a problem. Whoa. I think. Oh no, one more line. Vamav Yochan. Mishinich lo aviv mos habi virotzel abdan. A person who got a big inheritance and he wants to lose all his money. Yilbash big day pishtan. First of all, buy expensive linen garments which rip easily. Vishtamish beklees chukas. Buy a lot of glass which breaks easily. Vishkar polam ayeshiman. And hire workers and don't watch what they do. If you want to lose a lot of money, says one, Yilbash big day pishtan bekisna romisa, this fine Roman silk which rips easily. Yishtamish bekisna bezugisa chivrita, white glass which breaks easily. Yiskar pon ha'yishimon tirguma bitorei, a hire workers to watch your oxen denufish pseidayu, that if the oxen are plowing and leading the plow and helping your harvest. So, if you don't watch the oxen carefully, they're going to ruin all of your crops. They're going to trample them. They're going to eat them. If you have a worker watching oxen, you got to watch them and make sure that they're not going to damage you. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.